With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can check him out, Robert Flores, as he co-hosts MLB Central weekdays at 10 o'clock. MLB Network featuring the Yankees and Red Sox tonight at 6:35. Two teams struggling. Greg Bird, by the way, just goes on the IL for New York. Let's bring back to the program. Talk some baseball with him, Robert Flores. Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Vinny? Bob, what's going on?
Doing all right, man. And let's talk about the Rays before we get to the Orioles. And Tampa, 12-4 on the year. And Tyler Glasnow is on the hill tonight. He's 3-0 with a sub-1 earned run average. Austin Meadows, he's blasting away. .357 batting average, 6 homers, 17 ribbies. They came over in the Pittsburgh trade for Chris Archer, who's a hell of a pitcher. Is this one of these deals where at least early in the process – it's one of those trades that both sides benefit from?
Well, I to a certain extent, yes. Look, Chris Archer is a very fine pitcher, but you're talking about Meadows, Glasnow, and then don't forget they got Shane Baz in that deal,
right?
Who is a highly regarded prospect currently in the Rays system. I mean, so I don't think it's a stretch to say that the Rays got three potential all-stars for giving up Chris Archer, which that seems like a very good deal. So right now, I think advantage Rays significantly because Meadows is showing to be very talented, and Glasnow, I thought showed flashes of being a very good pitcher last season. So things are looking up definitely for Tampa Bay.
They're pitching, and we talked about Glasnow sub one. The starter's ERA is below 2. The team ERA is what 2.5. If that, Charlie Morton came over and he's been fine. We know about Blake Snell. Just talk about, Robert, the way that they have put this team together. A lot of people thought 90 wins last year was a fluke. It looks like they're very much for real now.
Yeah, the pitching staff is incredible. You mentioned the rotation with Snell and Morton at the top, and then they have Alvarado in the pen. I mean, he's throwing like a bajillion, and it's moving all over the place. These dudes can pitch, and right now, in the early part of the season, they're scoring first. I think they've scored the most first-inning runs in baseball. And then they get out to an early lead, and then they just lock you up. So they're not going away, barring something unusual, God forbid, an injury or something that you just can't predict. I think this is they're not going away. And the Yankees and Red Sox, they better figure it out because if the Rays keep rolling, a big lead is still a big lead. So I think that the Rays are going to stick around.
Robert, you think with the Yankees and the Red Sox, it's more about them getting healthy? Or do the Red Sox, you know, do they have the World Series hangover?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily the World Series hangover. I mean, look, in the Yankees – regard, it's they've got so many dudes injured. I mean, they just put Greg Bird on the injured list. Giancarlo Stanton's on the injured list. Severino, we haven't seen him. Didi Gregorius will be back, but he's still hurting, still mending rather. So I'm not sure you can get a true gauge on what this team is. The Red Sox, now right now they're going through some things. Andrew Benintendi nicked up over the weekend. And I just see now that they DFA'd their catcher, Blake Swihart. So it's a weird time for both, but I just caution everyone. Clearly, it's still early. And it was brought to my attention this morning that the Dodgers got off to the same start as the Red Sox are currently enduring right now. So it's still so early. It's going to be a three-team race when it's all said and done between the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Rays.
Robert Flores, you can check him out every morning on MLB Central, MLB Network. Tonight, Yankees and Red Sox coverage starts at 6:35. Vinny and Haney here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Let's get to the AL Central. We're right now at Vinny's Twinkies.
Yep.
Have a half game lead over the Indians. Speaking of a team that's banged up a little bit, is Cleveland. What do we make of this division last year, Robert? As you know, Minnesota was trying to be all in, didn't work out. Paul Mahler got fired. Now Baldelli's in, one of these new age analytic guys. Mm-hmm. Is Minnesota a team, as we look at them now on paper, capable of being in it for the long haul?
I think so. I predicted that they would be a surprise team. I still think that Cleveland will ultimately win the division. But look, Lindor is I think he's going to play some minor league games this week, if not tonight. So that's definitely a sign in the right direction. Losing Clevinger really hurt. Trevor Bauer has been solid, but Corey Kluber has had a couple of starts that are definitely not Corey Kluber-like. While I still think it's Cleveland's division, the Twins, like the Rays, I don't think they're going to go away, and I think that they're going to be pushing Cleveland for that division title. Now, do they get into the playoffs? Ultimately, I think it's three teams that come out of the American League East. I think the Rays, the Yankees, and the Red Sox all make the playoffs. So that, what does that do for the other divisions? I think it's you got to be a division champion to get in.
Robert, what do you think of the over $250 million guys, you know, the Harpers and the Machados that signed? Do you like what they're doing thus far? I mean, I'm around Philly fans a lot.
Yeah.
They love Harper.
Yeah. I think I heard Ken Rosenthal last night on MLB Tonight say that attendance is up by maybe almost 10,000 per game or something like that. I hope I have that figure correct. But clearly his point was that from a attendance standpoint, he's having an impact. Certainly has an impact on the field and in the lineup. I think this is the National League East is going to be an immensely interesting division. And I think that the Padres with Manny Machado, if they get enough pitching, the pitching they have now is talented, but it's just young, right? So you don't know what they're capable of once they get into September and August. So that for me, but if the Padres, let's say the Padres add Dallas Keuchel, you know, to solidify that rotation a little bit, you know, that then they become even more interesting. But it's clear, Machado is a stud. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a stud. So there's a lot to like in San Diego.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. Tell everybody what's happening on the network that gives us the national pastime all the time.
There you go. Absolutely. I mean, we're on MLB Central, 10 a.m. And yesterday we had Chris Davis of the Orioles on with us before his game with the Red Sox. And I just came away with being very impressed with his outlook, his humility, his perspective in what couldn't have been easy. And I know that there's, you know, the argument is, well, he's getting paid multi-millions of dollars. He can handle it. I don't feel sorry for him. I would counter with that to be that exposed and to experience that type of failure on that big of a stage, you are, I can't imagine a more vulnerable time. And he handled it with grace and humility and a little bit of sense of humor. So I've become a Chris Davis fan. I hope he continues to mash.
Yeah, we've kind of wanted to spare you that because we know you had him on. And full disclosure, we've been kind of blasting him pretty good over the last couple of years. We were treating him like Ovechkin treated that guy last night in the hockey game.
Oh,
in
man,
Carolina.
That's a tough look. That's a tough look.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. Check him out every morning, 10 o'clock, MLB Central. Tonight, Yankees, Red Sox, 6:35 on MLB Network. Robert, we appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Robert.
Likewise, guys. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yep. You got it. Robert Flores thought about Chris Davis and doing it with great reverence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.